This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9:03 on this Saturday morning. Time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Mark Steeren, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield. By DC Waste and Recycling in Hillsboro. Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Nancy's Pizza in Litchfield. By the Huff & Sons Funeral Home in Hillsboro. By CTI Tech. Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. And by Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield. And on this Saturday morning, we join WSMI's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
David Jenkins, thank you so much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday, the first Saturday in February, which means girls' regionals are just a couple days away.
One of the most magical times of the year, postseason basketball tournament time, always a great time in the state of Illinois. Also, 3 weeks away from Cardinals baseball broadcasting, our first weekend of broadcast coming up in 3 weeks.
Think Bryce Harper's getting nervous?
Yeah, I do. And Dave Jenkins was saying, or maybe it was you earlier today, you think he'll be signed? I don't think he'll be signed by the time the season starts. I don't.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but who would have thought he would have been unsigned right now?
Well, I think teams are still going to take a long, hard look at who they have, what they have, and they may want to evaluate personnel for a week or two before they ever start making decisions.
Yeah,
wouldn't shock me the least little bit.
With this offseason going the way it has, though, it sure feels like baseball's headed for a strike.
Because
the players aren't going to stand. If Bryce Harper can't get signed at 26, something is wrong.
So. Well, the owners were charged with collusion years ago. I don't know that they could make the case nowadays, but certainly they're watching their – supposedly, they're watching their pennies a little bit closer. Although, with some of the money they spend on some mediocre players, it makes you wonder, like, And you know, they have so many statistics and all these things that they look at now. I just can't imagine that somebody like Bryce Harper is not signed. And you know, they're running a big promotional campaign that, hey, Bryce Harper's on this team and you need to sell season tickets. And
it feels like the analytics have actually led to this where teams are almost outsmarting themselves. You're now focusing on what they can't do or what they might not do opposed to what they will do.
And the worst thing you could do a lot of times is overthink it.
Stop up them drains.
Stop up the drain. Yeah. They overthink the plumbing.
Where's my checkbook?
Yeah.
What's ironic is Bryce Harper is arguably the face of Major League Baseball. I mean, Mike Trout's the best player, but Bryce Harper is the most marketable asset you have, and he's unsigned right now.
Unsigned?
And it speaks to how much baseball has fallen behind some of the other sports.
And Bryce Harper is thankful that Mike Trout plays for the L.A. Angels, because if that wasn't the case, Mike Trout would be the big, big superstar that Bryce Harper, you know, is as far as being seen on TV and the commercial endorsements and stuff like that. Yeah. But,
the Cardinals report to spring training a week from Wednesday, February 13th. And 3 weeks from today, we'll have our first spring training broadcast on the air. So we're looking forward to that. And after the cold snap of weather we had this past week, just thinking about spring training just kind of warms you up on the inside a little
bit. It does. It does indeed. And the first official game is March 28th. So.
March 28th. Yeah. They'll be in Milwaukee, so they'll close the roof on the dome up in Wisconsin, and
they'll get four games in.
They'll get
four games in right off the bat.
No weather issues there. Terry, you love spring training, but you love high school hoops even more. And girls' regional weekend. What a pair of regionals we will be covering at Southwestern and at Staunton. The South Central Conference wound up with six 20-win teams. That is unbelievable. Five of them in those two regionals.
I, in as long as I've been here, don't remember six 20-win teams in the South Central Conference in girls basketball. And there have been terrific teams from top to bottom in that conference. But this has been an unprecedented year. And unfortunately, only two of them are going to get out into a sectional tournament at Hillsboro.
And then Pena is hosting their own regional getting into a different sectional. So at most, three of the South Central 20-win teams can get to sectional play.
But that bodes well for the conference.
Oh, it does.
Once you get into the sectionals, I really think it bodes well for the South Central.
Congratulations to the Lady Hilltoppers as they ran undefeated through that powerful South Central Conference as they wrapped it up at Southwestern on Thursday night. A broadcast we had for you on WSMI. You can get it in a podcast right now at WSMIRadio.com.
And what an accomplishment that was for the Hilltoppers because of the toughness of the conference. When you have Greenville ranked number two in the state and teams like Payne where it's always difficult to play. And, you know, it's just it's amazing that the Toppers were able to run the table this year, and a great job by the Toppers. Congratulations.
They beat Greenville back on December the 6th, and they hit a school record number of threes that night. And that proved to be the difference in the conference as Greenville lost just one game overall all season long. And I saw a tweet from them earlier this week that they played in three tournaments, obviously won all three tournaments, knocked out the host school in all three of those tournaments.
Wow.
And I mentioned to you a week ago that this could set up like the 1993 Staunton Bulldogs from the standpoint they won the state tournament but did not win the Macoupin County tournament.
Yes.
Verdon beat them that year. Mm-hmm. Now you got Greenville, who's lost once all year. I think they were ranked third in state when Hillsboro beat them, and then they've actually been second in state here for a good portion of the season, but they didn't win their conference. You lose one game all year and don't win your conference.
Yeah. You know, and I wish the conference would go back to playing home and home. You know, if somehow they could arrange it. And I know that'd be an inordinate number of games.
They'd almost have to split the conference up again.
And see, and I don't
what
like
I would rather
idea.
See is a conference tournament.
Yeah. If you're going to do anything conference tournament,
I would love to see a conference tournament.
Would
that would
be kind
just
of
be
a
wonderful.
Fun thing to do for the last week of the season and go from there. Yeah. So. But anyway.
So Hillsboro goes 9-0 in the South Central Conference. Greenville finishes 8-1, second in the league. Then Carthenville and Southwestern both went 6-3 in conference play. They were tied for third, and they will play in the regional semifinal at Piesaw on Tuesday night. That's
and by the way, we're going to have these games on the radio. You know, a lot of these games on the radio, and it's just going to be a terrific week of basketball.
Think about Hillsboro. They get the 2 seed in the subsectional behind Greenville, and they're going to have to play 21 Carlinville, who they only beat by 1 point earlier, or have to beat Southwestern for the second time in a week on the Birds' home floor.
Yeah.
That is a – you always talk about draw.
Oh.
That's a tough draw.
Oh.
That is a brutal draw.
That is a brutal
Toppers.
Draw. It's probably the – you know, if this was like the World Cup, that'd be the
– Group of death.
Group of death, yeah. I mean, it's just – oh, my gosh. But again, whoever comes out of that, you know, you certainly think that they have a pretty good shot at making a deep postseason run.
And I remember talking to Sammy Matouche, I think it was at your shootout on back on December 8th, about, you know, unfinished business with the regional. And she said, well, we want to win the conference first. Well, they've done that now. But remember, they lost to Southwestern in their first regional game last year at Alton Marquette. So Toppers, they want a little bit of revenge from that standpoint. And the sectional is at Hillsboro.
A little chip on their shoulder.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And the ability to play on your home floor in the sectional, you can't. You know, there's a lot of pluses to
That's enticing.
That is very enticing. But you got to get there first. And you can't worry about, you know, the games that you could play. You got to worry about this game tonight. Sports is classic. What have you done for me tonight? You know, what are you going to do with the possession? Every possession counts. So.
And it's worked out good for us from a broadcast perspective, how these regionals are stacked. The Southwestern Regional semifinals, Tuesday, championship Thursday. The Staunton Regional semifinals Friday, or excuse me, Wednesday, championship on Friday. So that's very good for us. And then as far as the quarterfinals go, Hillsboro will get the winner of Gillespie and North Mac. That quarterfinal game will be played at 7 o'clock Monday at Piesaw. We'll be at Staunton Monday night for the regional quarterfinal play. Litchfield will face Vandalia. The Panthers, the 8. The Vandals are the 9 seed. That'll be the 6 o'clock game. Then at 7:30, Staunton, the 5, will take on 10th-seeded South Fork. The Litchfield-Vandalia winner, your prize, Greenville.
Welcome to the Comets.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yes.
And then the Staunton-South Fork winner will get Alton Marquette. And, you know, there's always, Terry, since they've gone to these subsectionals, there's always that one. It's usually a lot of conference teams and then that one outlier team.
Right.
Alton Marquette is that quote-unquote outlier in this, you know, subsectional A complex, and they are tough.
They're tough.
They won the regional last year.
We talk about the group of death. I mean, this is the one of the regionals that's just absolutely loaded.
So. And, you know, for Staunton, they set a school record in wins this year with 21.
But what better way to earn yourself a slice of, you know, history than to play in a conference like you do in the South Central, play in a tough regional like this, and have a chance to win the darn thing. So,
yeah, six of the 10 teams win 20 games.
Wow. That's incredible.
Well, I remember earlier, a few weeks ago, I started tracking, and I thought, that can't be right.
Yeah.
Like, but it's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Paynham got their 20th win just the other night to become the sixth team, and, you know, Southwestern went to Paynham earlier this week and picked up a nice win, or maybe it was late last week, whatever it was.
You know, think about Southwestern is they play great defense. They always have. They always will. They just smother teams, and you get into this time of year, and if you can frustrate teams offensively, like Southwestern has been known to do, they are super tough, and playing at home makes them just that much tougher.
And as if you needed another layer.
Yeah.
Southwestern plays Vandalia today. If the Birds win, that'll be 499 career wins for Steve Woolley. So a chance to get number 500 in the regional semifinal against Carlinville.
On the regional. On the radio.
Can't make that up.
Oh, no. No. I tell you, it's... The basketball gods are giving us some good stuff, aren't they?
Southwestern, they will be a tough out on their home floor.
Oh, yeah.
They had Hillsborough on the ropes in that game on Thursday night. Credit to the Toppers for digging down deep and getting the win. But that is a tough place to go, especially come postseason time.
You want some good basketball, we got some places for you to go.
It's going to be a fun week starting on Monday night here on WQSMI FM 106. We are going to take a break. Coming up later in the show, last night I had a chance to catch up with Jared Easterday, of course, the All-State quarterback for the Carlinville Cavaliers. He has committed to play football at Illinois Wesleyan, so we'll bring you that conversation with Jared later on in Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk girls postseason basketball when Sports Saturday returns.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
David Jenkins, thank you so much. We'll have more basketball on the radio tonight. Nokomis will be at Hillsborough Live around 7:30 on FM 106. We'll be streaming online at WQSMIRadio.com, and that'll be a fun night.
Oh, well, you got a couple of Montgomery County schools going at it, and, of course, Nokomis being Nokomis, everybody likes to get their shot at them. So, and the Toppers, glad to get them at home.
They get everybody's best. They're like Carlinville football.
Yeah.
They get everybody's best shot.
That's, you know, you circle that game on the calendar. That's when we want to be at our best. So,
the Benton shootout going on today. Vandalia plays Benton at 2:30. Greenville will play Marion at 7. But the game of the day, probably in the entire state, will happen at 5:30 in Benton. T-Town against Nashville.
Ooh.
Shoes are ranked third. The Hornets are ranked first, both in 2A. So,
wow.
Hello.
Think you could get a ticket?
No,
I bet not.
Not now.
No.
I feel like professional sporting events, there's probably scalpers out there.
Oh, yeah. 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 So, with 3-1, huh?
3-1. And talking about perennial powers.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas.
There you go. That is...
You aren't kidding.
Yeah.
You know, and this is this time of year is when you see a lot of these teams that have built these legacies over the years rise to the occasion. And, you know, their programs don't drop off, they just reload.
Yeah.
And T-Town's one of them, Nashville's one of them. You know, Carlisle's had good runs over the years. Pinckneyville, yeah. Mm.
I saw earlier the Justin Fleener, the Topless baseball coach, just went in to the Hall of Fame.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Great baseball program.
I tell you. Yeah, and as you mentioned before, that their baseball program has been every bit as successful, if not more, than their basketball program. Just plays in the spring and nobody knows about it.
Yep. Yeah, that's just the sad reality of the spring sports. Just gets overshadowed. But what a ball game between the Topless and Nashville tonight in Benton. The Bank of O'Fallon shootout also going on today. Belleville West will play Chicago Simeon at 8:30 tonight. Of course, West, the defending 4A champs. They've been ranked number one all year long in 4A. Then at 7 o'clock, Chicago Whitney Young is ranked third in 4A. They will play Iowa City West at the Bank of O'Fallon.
Oh, really?
So there's a couple of nice ball games.
A couple of really good ball games. And boy, what a great way to, you know, get into the month of February with postseason, you know, basically 4 weeks away now for the 3A's and the 4A's, or 3 weeks away. You know, these are the type of games that you want if you're a top ranked program. These are kind of the kind of ball games you want. So.
Want to challenge yourself.
And absolutely.
A program that has never shied away from the challenge has been the Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers, and their head coach, Brett Teakin, joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Teak.
Morning.
Well, your conference champs, we talked after the game on Thursday, and as you've had a little more chance to process it here, I don't imagine it's gotten any less sweet for you.
No, it's something to come to the boys' game last night. People congratulate you and the girls hearing it all and stuff. It's just a really good feeling to be able to say you're a conference champ.
But it's good to know that you got more work to do.
Yeah, yeah. That's we talked about that in practice yesterday. That was one of our goals, and we still got a lot more we want to try to achieve.
And we were just mentioning, Teek, that this regional is loaded. Terry made the World Cup analogy. It's like the group of death.
Yeah.
Yeah, our whole subsectional, whenever we were seeding it and stuff, I was just looking. I was like, man, it's kind of like our conference. There's like six teams that won 20 games in it, and they split them up, and it's going to be whoever comes out is going to definitely have earned it.
And I know you mentioned on Thursday night that you don't ever remember seeing a conference with six 20-win teams. Just remarkable depth and quality of competition this year in the league.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. We haven't really looked at it, but if you take because so many of the teams beat up on each other in conference, what the record would be outside of conference, because it'd have to be an awful impressive record outside of conference too, because a lot of those wins and losses had to come against each other. So, the conference is just extremely tough, and it's fun to be a part of it.
Take your old hand at this. Once you get, in preparation for postseason tournament play and have had some success over the years, and is there anything different you do in preparation for the postseason other than remind everybody that, hey, one mess up and we're done?
Yeah, the biggest thing, I think, especially in a regional where we pretty much know everybody and stuff, you just got to throw what happened during the regular season, whether that was positively or negatively, out the window, because in one game scenario, anything can happen.
Has there been any conversation amongst your kids about what happened in the regional last year? Because what you said is kind of what happened to you last year. You had a nice year and then just played a bad game at the wrong time.
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit. And really, we've used last year a lot this year as far as kind of talked about redemption and we should have been better last year, and let's go out this year and put last year behind us, but also keep the memory of some of the games we let slip away last year, and it's really served us pretty well. And that was one that we mentioned too, that we had beaten Piasau in the regular season last year, and then the regionals they got us. So that has come up, and just to not let something like that happen again.
It's okay to have a little chip on your shoulder going into the postseason, isn't it?
Yeah, we've talked about that too. You got to go out and prove yourself every night, and feel like, have the mentality that we've got to prove ourselves, and they don't give us any respect, and we're kind of an underdog mentality is what we're trying to go with.
And you know, even though you're the conference champions and everybody's gunning for you, I think your team has settled into a more comfortable just a more comfortable way of playing this year, and they've realized that, you know, they're seniors and they want to leave their legacy on Hilltopper basketball.
Yeah, you've seen a little bit different, better focus this year. I have, and in practice and stuff like that. And early last year, we weren't playing real well, and sometimes those things can kind of balloon on you, and then you get frustrated. And this year, we got off to after the first weekend when we played Bethalto and Rochester.
Yeah.
then we got off to a good start and got rolling pretty well, and you can just see the confidence grow. And in those close games where we lost last year, we've been winning them this year.
And the way the schedule worked out, it's kind of nice that your last game was at Southwestern against the Piasau Birds. So, in a way, you're kind of acclimated to that gym a little bit now after a hostile environment on Thursday.
I'll agree with you now since we won Thursday. before Thursday, I'm not so sure I'd agreed with you. Piasau is not an easy place to go and play. But now I can look back and say, yeah, that's right.
and Teek, I mean, you're most likely going to get Gillespie. They'll play North Mac. The Miners, they're talented. They haven't won as many games, I don't think, this year as a lot of people thought. But if you get them, that'll be another South Central team. And then no matter who wins Collinville Southwestern, we know it's going to be a South Central team on the other side.
Yeah, Gillespie's, I think, much better than what their record shows. They kind of got off to a rough start, and then second half of the year they've been playing much better, and I've reminded the girls that they played us to a five-point game here at home in early in January, so we can't take anything for granted, and if we do get by that one, then, yeah, you have Carlinville and Faisal, who we beat both of them, but they're both very tight games, so, there's nothing easy about it.
It'll be fun. We look forward to it, Teague. Thanks for a few minutes of your time.
All right, thanks.
Brett Teague, the head coach of the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers.
You know, he mentioned that it's never going to be an easy time. It shouldn't be easy. No. You're in postseason tournament play here, and you've got probably one of the toughest subsectionals in the state of Illinois in Class 2A basketball. You know, it should be tough, and to survive and get through it and get to a sectional, you've earned the right to do that, to playing these teams. We've got some wonderful, wonderful basketball coming up here in the next week here in the area.
And joining us on the phone right now is Staunton Lady Bulldogs head coach Kyle McBrain. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing very well.
Congratulations, Kyle, on school record victories this year. That's terrific, man.
Thank you very much. We've had a lot of fun.
And just kind of take us back, you know, to the beginning of the year. I think there were expectations for the Bulldogs this year, maybe for the first time in a while. And it's always different when people expect you to be good, and you guys came out and delivered.
Yeah, I think for the first time we kind of thought we had a shot to be pretty good. So, you know, after winning 15 last year, I didn't know for sure that we'd get over 20 wins, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we're hoping to keep it going for a little bit.
And I saw the picture that you guys posted on Twitter after you got that 21st win, and that was just a really neat photograph, and I'm sure it was a special moment at night.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun, and, you know, obviously playing over at Gillespie is always a tough place down in the pit,
yeah.
And they battled us tough, but it's been cool to see the school get behind us, and for all the girls to come together, and really both schools, you know, Staunton and Mont Olive, to come together has been a pretty neat experience.
Well, that county final atmosphere when you played Carlinville, when the game was at Mont Olive, that was a fantastic venue that night.
I'll tell you what, that was probably, you know, you always want to win, but that was probably the most fun that I've ever had coaching a basketball game. You know, two good teams going at it, and both crowds, you know, every shot were going nuts. That's what high school athletics are all about.
Now you have to convince everybody that, you know, the season was great, but now you're to the point where every game has to be a W if you're going to keep the season alive.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and we're going to lean on our seniors a little bit. You know, obviously Savannah and Abby have been leading our scoring, but Rebecca Calderero and Haley Bandy coming off the bench. You can kind of see in that Gillespie game that they're the ones that kind of bring us up, and they really want it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen, hosting our regional for the first time in a long time, as long as I can remember. So we're hoping to put on a good showing.
Kyle, that's interesting you bring that up, because teams over the years that I've been able to watch, and if you see them, you know, on state tournament level competition, you've always got those people that come off the bench. Teams that don't have people off the bench do not have the success to go very, very deep. And when you, even if you have just one or two people that you can bring in off the bench, man, that is such a big lift for your ball club.
Oh yeah, our bench has been huge all year. Especially, you know, we bring Bridget Long off the bench to come in for Abby, and then Haley Bandy, she can do a little bit of everything. She can kind of play our four, or she can come in and play a two or a three, so she's been huge. And then finally, Holly Bukeski, who's just, if you've seen her play, she just flies all over the place, and she's just brings a lot of energy. So, yeah, the bench is huge, and that's something that maybe we didn't have in the past that's really benefited us this year.
I think the Bukeski girl is kind of the energizer bunny, isn't she?
Oh, she can go for days.
Yeah.
I don't even ask her if she's tired. She just keeps on going. Yeah. So,
Kyle, we were talking about the strength of the South Central Conference this year. Six 20-win teams. three of them in the Southwestern Regional, two of them in the regional at your place with you and Greenville and then Marquette. I don't know if they got to 29. I know they were at 19 last week, but you talk about just a conference this year that was as good as you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, isn't it unreal? You know, we just have so many good coaches in this league and guys that I look up to and have tried to learn stuff from over the last 5 years. But, man, yeah, you don't hear about teams with six 20-win teams. That's just unbelievable. You know, we've won 21 games and we finished the conference 5-4. That just shows how it is. So, no, a lot of great teams and it's just been crazy.
As you look at your quarterfinal game on Monday night against South Fork, a game we'll have live on WQSMI FM 106, how do you make sure that your kids don't look past South Fork and ahead to Marquette?
Yeah, again, I'll go back to leaning on our seniors. You know, as bad as they want it, I don't feel like they're gonna go in and go, you know, this is gonna be an easy game. And we played South Fork a little earlier in the year, and I know their record may not be what it was, but they ran a little five out stuff that kind of gave us some fits for a little bit. So we're trying to keep them on top of it and not just looking forward to Marquette.
And I know you look forward to baseball season, but not yet.
No, I'd like to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
We've got 20 or so days until baseball starts, and it's too cold to play baseball anyway, so let's keep playing basketball.
Man, you might as well use all 20 games to play basketball. So, you know,
Yep.
Kyle McGrain, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck next week, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Good talking to you.
All right, the Staunton Lady Bulldog head coach, Kyle McBrain, school record in victories.
I tell you what, he's a terrific guy, good coach, and just a great winning positive attitude. And you know, you got to have athletes, and you've got to have the three things. You got to have the athletes, you got to have the coaching, you got to have a little bit of lady luck, you know, to stay healthy and stuff like that. And Staunton's had it this year, and that regional is just going to be awesome. So,
we need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We will come back with more following these messages on WSMI.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
David Jenkins, thank you so much. While we have a moment, we want to wish Litchfield 7th grade boys the best of luck. They are playing in the state tournament this morning at Winona Fieldcrest. They will tip off at 10 o'clock this morning. That's the first game of the day at Fieldcrest. They will take on Eureka. Litchfield's 23-0, Eureka 21-3.
And if they win, they'll play in a semifinal, I think, at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
So. Against either Athens or Rockridge.
Ah, Rockridge. Taylor Ridge, Rockridge.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, got to win two to play on Thursday night.
Which is always the goal.
That's always the goal.
And you know, Terry, the folks around Litchfield, they've been talking about this group of kids since they were about in the fourth grade.
Yeah. Yeah, they knew they had some athletes, and so... No, good luck to the Panther Cubs today, and let's hope they play two and win two.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Hey, if you're going to go all the way to Winona Fieldcrest,
yeah,
you might as well win two.
Been there, done that, yeah.
It's like we told Teague the other day, if you're going to play on Sunday, why not play three overtimes?
There you go. And they did.
And they did.
Yeah, and they did, yep. So.
Hey, while we have a moment here, we're trying to make contact with Darren Deneve to talk a little bit about the Lady Cavaliers. The South Central Conference boys standings look like this right now. Greenville's in first place at 5-0. Litchfield's in second at 4-1. They will play on February 12th at Litchfield. That's a radio game for us.
Yep, it's a radio game.
And then you have three teams tied for third with Hillsboro, Staunton, and Pena. They are all 3-2. Roxana's in sixth, Vandalia seventh, Southwestern and Gillespie in a tie for eighth. And Carthenville right now is in 10th place. But the Cavaliers last night, they gave Hillsboro a handful.
Cavaliers, you know, have got some athletes on that team, and Carlinville, with such deep runs in football every year, they're always kind of behind the eight ball getting into basketball
Makes
season.
It tough.
And by this time of year, they kind of gel, and you know, boy, they're one of those teams you look on the schedule and go, gosh, I don't really know. I'm not real thrilled about having to play this team.
And they started like 0-7, 0-8, something like that. But now they've got 7 wins now. Yeah. And, yeah, they just athletes all over the floor. And they've got a really nice group of juniors, and Michael Byatts and Briley Roper specifically.
Yeah.
Those kids can ball.
You know, and you take away that 0-7 start, they're 500.
Right.
You know, so or pretty close to
right
it anyway.
It, yeah.
So, you know, the kind of team that can be scary this time of year, especially when you're heading down the home stretch and towards regionals.
Speaking of regionals, wrestling regionals
yes.
start today.
The Carlisle Regional will feature teams from Carlinville, Hillsboro, Litchfield, Vandalia, and of course they'll move on to the various sectional tournaments. But tell you what, you got Vandalia in there.
That's not good.
That's never good. That's
problematic.
They're one of those legacy programs, you know, man, year in and year out. Vandalia just does a great job, but you know, there's good kids at Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville. We wish them the best of luck and see how it shakes out.
That's right. And then Auburn's over at the Clinton Regional.
Yeah.
Of course, one of their top wrestlers, Cam Lee.
Yeah.
Former Litchfield kid.
Former Litchfield kid. Yeah. And he'll do well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, Dave Kane had a nice article about Cam Lee earlier this week, and, you know, he kind of stepped in and filled up a leadership role for that Auburn wrestling program.
Yeah. And it's funny how kids can come in and do that And sometimes kids will go from one program to another and then basically disappear. But not Cam. He stepped in and
he's got that pedigree.
Well, he got a little pedigree there. Yeah, and that never hurts. Never hurts.
Can be helpful.
He knows about success.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So
the Bottomley Rough and Chalk Baseball Museum having their annual chili warm up today at the museum. That'll be at 11 o'clock this morning. Always good to get over to the BRS Museum, take in those fine sights.
Oh, I tell you what, that's one of the finest little baseball museums going. That's pretty neat place. Pretty neat place.
And Jim Bottomley going into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, it's about time.
What took so long?
I don't know. He played 10 years for the Cardinals, and I know I contacted one of the Cardinal officials. I said, well, how come his picture's not on the wall in the outfield? He's a Hall of Famer.
All right. It's a fair question.
He's got a museum named after him. Why is his picture not on the wall? So, by the way, they never got back to
him. Oh, that's weird. Shocking.
Yeah.
The ceremony will be February 11th. There's a buffet dinner at 6. The program follows at 7. $90 for a ticket. You can get those online at stlshof.com, or you can call Tim Moore at 618-558-4861.
That's the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So that's terrific. That is
fantastic.
Yeah.
Also going in will be Robert Ish Smith. He's also a BRS honoree, former Greenville baseball coach, former Greenville College president. And then I guess apparently he's credited with getting baseball into the Olympics.
Yes, yes, he was.
That's a pretty good feather in the cap.
Yeah, and of course, Greenville always closes out their regular season in baseball with the Ish Smith Classic. That's the round-robin tournament they have to close out the final weekend of the season, so before they hit the regionals.
Yeah. So. Of course, this year they'll be hitting Busch Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
I think June 22nd they'll be playing at Busch. That's the weekend that Albert's in town with the Angels. They're playing in school out of Kentucky.
It's taking this long to get the Angels to St. Louis.
Something's wrong about that. The Cardinals have been to Anaheim twice.
Yeah. I still think if Major League Baseball would cut the schedule to 140 games and go with 8 teams, go back to National League and American League and do away with the stupid divisions, which are stupid. Aaron, you play each team 9 times, and then you 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7. I think they could have 5 weeks of Major League Baseball playoffs that would rival the NBA, rival the NHL. I mean, I think, you know, and all best-of-7 series like baseball should be played. I still think it would be great for baseball. And maybe that's something they should look into.
Because,
you know, a wild card one-game thing, that's just not baseball. Not Major League Baseball.
No, it's not. But I do actually
I like the theory behind it.
I like it better than the system that they had though, because if you don't want to be in the wild card game, win your division.
Yeah.
Then you don't got to worry about it.
Right.
Because before there was no reward for winning your division. Now there's a reward for winning your division. You don't want to be in that one game crapshoot.
I still like the idea of a best 2 out of 3 wild card with a doubleheader on the first day. So you're playing it basically 2 days, three games in 2 days.
That's never, ever, ever going to happen. Never.
You'd burn 3 pitchers.
Never, ever going to happen. They're never going to play a doubleheader in playoffs. That's never going to. You think they don't play it in the regular season? They're never going to do it in the playoffs.
Think about what they could charge for a ticket, though.
Yeah.
Never.
No, probably not.
I will sprout wings out of my rear end first.
Really?
Fly away. Yes, I will.
Wow.
Before that'll ever happen. So you know how what the odds are.
That would be impressive.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen.
Where'd Terry go?
That's right. He flew away.
He flew away. He's out of here.
No, he's on a wire. It's a special effect. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back from the break, last night I had a chance to talk with Jared Easterday, of course, the All-State quarterback for Carlinville. He has committed to play football at Illinois Wesleyan. We will bring that conversation to you following these messages on Sports Saturday.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. Happy to be joined right now by Jared Easterday, Carlinville Cavalier senior. And Jared, it's been an exciting couple of days for you as you have made your college decision.
Yes, sir, I have. Throughout my 4 years, just love playing football here at Carlinville, and I've been blessed with, great coaches, great teammates, and great teachers. And just a great community to be around. And I think for the next 4 years, I'm going to be attending Illinois Wesleyan University.
What was the process like? Take us through the decision-making process. Did it, when it came down to it, it just felt right?
Yeah, me and my family, we visited a couple other schools, went on campus, kind of got a feel for things. But whenever we toured Illinois Wesleyan, there was just something different about it. Met all the football guys. They were great. The coaches were outstanding, and just the vibe that Illinois Wesleyan gave off is just something I couldn't pass up.
So what did they tell you about kind of playing time early? What's the situation look like?
They told me up front, and I couldn't be happier with them. They gave me the truth from the start of it. They said come in for a year, kind of develop a little bit, play a little JV ball, and then come in as a sophomore and compete for a starting job. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
It really is. And, it's the dream of any kid. When you're in middle school, you want to play varsity. And then once you're varsity, you think, man, can I take it to the next level and play college? And when was it in your high school career where you really thought seriously, I can play college ball?
I would say it was about halfway through my senior season. I was always on the fence about whether or not I would want to continue to play in college. But really, just this past season, this great team we had, the great group of guys we had, that just made me realize how much I love football and how much I love being around that culture, and that it made me realize I wanted to be a part of something like that for another 4 years.
And you've grown up around football, obviously, football family. Your grandfather was a football coach, obviously your dad, currently the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers. So what type of advice have they given you about what to expect? Because college will be different.
Yeah, they definitely said enjoy it because football is not forever. But my dad, he actually played a little bit of college ball at Blackburn, and he said that college is a whole different world. It's going to be bigger, faster, stronger. But the more time you give yourself and your mind to kind of adapt to it, the better off you'll be, which is why I hope, going in for a year and not playing as much, that'll help me out in the long run.
Yeah, not necessarily a redshirt year, but you get to play JV ball, so you still get to play football, so that's excellent.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I'm fortunate enough Wesleyan plays a full JV schedule, so I'll still be able to be on the field with my teammates.
As you look back at your high school career, obviously the last 2 years for you as a starting quarterback, they were just magical in so many ways.
Yeah, definitely could not have done it all by myself. Had five outstanding linemen up front both my junior and senior year, and I had just outstanding receivers, Jake Ambiel, Kyle Dixon, Will Walton, Colton DeLong, Nick, all of them. They were just outstanding and great coaching staff. So it was great.
And that's the beauty about football is it really is, you hear it all the time, it's the ultimate team game. And the quarterback can be the best in the world, but if you're flat on your back the whole game, it doesn't really do any good. If you're throwing perfect balls and they're getting dropped, it doesn't do any good.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely need five guys up front that love to get after it. So, and fortunately, we had that for 2 years.
So as you will start transitioning into college football, I would imagine in the summer you'll get up there, get involved in summer work. And is it weird for you now not being involved in the weight training program at Carlinville?
It is very unusual. You walk the halls with those guys, and you hear them talking about, next season, how excited they are. And it definitely hurts a little bit knowing that you're not going to be there, to be with them for that. But it definitely reassures us seniors, you know, that we did our job to make sure that they're excited for the coming years. But it's definitely a change, and I wish I could do it again.
Well, you guys made the most of it, certainly, that last year. And you've also got multiple teammates that are going on to play baseball in college. There are all sorts of athletes there.
Oh, yeah. You know, class of 2019 at CHS, we're pretty fortunate enough. We have a lot of great athletes, you know, both girls and boys. We had a couple girls sign to play college sports this year. But, yeah, we love our baseball in Carlinville, so it's exciting.
Yeah, for a little school and for one class to have so many kids going on to play college sports, it really is a testament to your guys' skill level and making the most of your opportunities. So as you get into college, what are you going to major in?
I'm going to be majoring in biology with an emphasis on the pre-med track.
Oh, excellent.
Yes,
Dr. Easter Day.
Something like that, hopefully.
Jared, thank you so much for a few moments of your time here. I always enjoyed watching you play during the fall. And, hey, best of luck tonight in this basketball game.
Thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate it.
That was Jared Easter Day, and he did have a nice, yes, hard-nosed basketball game last night for Carlinville. But, Terry, as far as his football career goes, I mean, statistically, he owns all the major passing records, yeah, at Carlinville. And if you want to go back, you know, Quinn Steiner was a phenomenal, yeah, quarterback. But there's a very strong case to be made that he's the greatest quarterback in the
history. Oh, I would think you'd have to, you know. Certainly with the success that the team has had, the deep runs in the playoffs, and just the crazy numbers the last couple of seasons, it's just been unbelievable. And Jared has, you know, he's had fun doing it. I mean, he just had that kind of sparkle to him, you know?
Oh, that sparkle is the perfect way, yeah, to describe it. I mean, he just loves, mm-hmm, and loved playing high
and
school.
He loved competition.
Oh,
you know, the tougher,
yes,
the competition, the more he got into it. And I think he got a lot of that from Dad, you know, he was just absolutely terrific.
He was an all-state performer this year, and I think what's going to help him at the next level is he takes care of the football.
Yeah.
Such a good decision maker. And, you know, being a coach's kid, a lot of, yeah, times, you know, when the coach's kid is the quarterback, they are exactly that, smart with the football.
Well, you're a coach on the field. And, you know, you find it sometimes probably tough to get away from football conversation at times. So it's you know, very pronounced. And I'm sure there were times where it was off limits, but, you know, as a coach's kid, you carry a lot of responsibility.
Well, I remember Chad telling us that they didn't talk football,
yeah,
at home. Didn't,
yeah,
didn't do it. They left it at the field. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, and that I'm sure that's a complicated situation. Father, son, coach, quarterback, everybody handles it differently. But it seems like the Easter Days found that nice,
yeah,
balance to where, hey, when we're at football practice, you're my player,
yeah,
and I'm the coach. That's how it's going to be. But when we get in that car, mm-hmm, to go home,
yeah,
we're father son.
That's right. That's right. And you know, you've got to set boundaries, and for a lot of things in life, and that's just one of them.
Chad's told me before he's not allowed to talk about football in the month of December.
Yeah,
it's off limits, yeah, in the East Bay household. No football in December. So he's happy when January rolls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, but you know, as Jared said, you know, they've generated some excitement for the program,
yeah,
and for these high school programs, especially in these smaller schools, and of course Carlinville doesn't have problems with numbers, but you got to resell the program. You got to have some success. You've got to have some talented people. You've got to have kids that are willing to go to, you know, lower classmen and tell them to stick with it. Got to have kids that are willing to go to junior high kids and you know, and say, hey, you know, you need to stick with this program. And that's what keeps small school programs alive and well. And those that can't do that suffer.
And usually, but not always, small public high schools are either a football school or a basketball,
yeah,
school. You know, there's exceptions,
sure,
to every rule. But generally speaking, if you are as good at football as Carlinville is year in, year out, you put all the resources and time into football that Carlinville does year in and year out. Make the deep playoff runs that Carlinville,
sure,
does year in and year out. it is then hard to get geared up for that basketball season, which is right around the corner.
Sure.
After you play all those football games.
You know, the Cavalier football program is a conversation piece year-round.
It's football town.
It is. It is. And nothing wrong with that. That's just, you know, what it is. It is what it is. So as long as the success continues, there's going to be conversation about it, and there's going to be numbers that turn out. And we wish Jarrett the best of luck and all the other athletes that have signed for baseball and softball and track and that sort of thing.
Kyle Dixon, Jake Ambuehl, and Tucker Hughes all playing baseball.
Baseball,
There were so many athletes on that team this year, and it was so fun to follow them because they were, I mean, they were like a lightning bolt. They were blitzing.
I can remember your comments during the season. Like, never seen anything like this before. Never.
The combination of the explosive offense with the stellar defense, that's what separated them. You know, Jarrett and Kyle Dixon on the offense, they got a lot of the headlines. But that defense, man.
Yeah.
They just needed some longer swipes at Monticello.
Yeah. The season just went so fast.
Yeah.
It just skips by. You know, I've said this about the postseason for all sports, that once you get into the postseason, it flies by because – and sometimes you don't have time to absorb it and enjoy it like you should.
Yeah. Mentioned that Jarrett set really all the major passing records. And, David, I think you got the numbers in front of you. He had, like, video game stats.
Well, he had a 70% completion percentage. This is just the last 2 years of his career. 70% completion percentage, 73 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 5,907 yards.
Wow. That works. That works. Yeah, complete 70% of your passes.
Over a two-year span, for God, and only get picked 10 times.
Oh, and he threw such a beautiful deep ball.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to see how he translates to the next level, but I don't doubt for a second he's going to have success.
Oh, I know. I don't know. He's just the kind of kid that just, just one of those kind of kids you just are assured that he's going to step in and he's going to absorb this Illinois Wesleyan program, and the program will absorb him, and good things are going to happen. So
Jordan Gregg was in here yesterday for the Montgomery County CEO program, and he said he's getting close to his collegiate decision as well. He'll be playing college football next year. I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Because that's not my place. Yeah. But he's going to have some fun at the next level, too.
Yeah, he's quite a young man.
I have something to report that I guess we may have said it wrong. I don't know. The Staunton Regional Championship game is going to be played on Thursday, not Friday. Thursday evening at 7.
Oh, they must have changed it.
Yeah. Troy just called.
Okay.
Troy Redford.
Yeah, because initially, right off the eye, because I looked at it 3 times, like, no, Friday.
Yep, it's changed to Thursday.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Troy.
So Thursday at 7.
Thursday at
Redford.
7. Okay. Semifinals still on Wednesday?
I did not ask. That was the only change.
That was the only change
he mentioned.
Put it this way, come Monday morning, the IHSA will have the corrections put up
there.
That's
right. Okay, and that's, quite frankly, that does happen every once in a while. We get something needs to be changed, and they reissue stuff out. So we'll check it again Monday. So
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday. It was Friday, now it's Thursday.
So it was Friday initially, and they did change it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It has been changed.
So I've been known to make a mistake a time or two.
Oh.
It happened.
Well, welcome to my world.
I know.
Welcome to my world.
I woke up and I made a mistake.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yes. If you're showing up at Staunton on Friday, you'll probably catch a boys game.
You'll see something for us, but not the girls' regional final.
Yeah.
What happened? Where's it at?
It's already happened.
It reminds me, years ago, we used to carry graduation ceremonies, and I can remember going to Bunker Hill a week late.
Uh-oh.
We called them up, had the date. Got the wrong date. Oh, darn, missed the graduation ceremony.
Do you have anything we can carry at all? Anything at all? No? Nothing? No donkey basketball game?
Guys out mowing the grass.
They could just do a live reenactment on Friday night.
There you go.
This is how the championship game works. I pulled out
the guys mowing the grass. I'm going, I think I'm in trouble.
That would be old school radio coming back to the studio and reenacting.
Yeah, graduation ceremony.
Well, that's how it used to be back in the day.
Sure. Well, that's how President Reagan, got into broadcasting with sitting in a booth and reading off a ticker. So, doing Cubs games way back when. Yeah.
Well, Thank
that
you
hour
so
went
much
by quick.
To, it did. Thank you so much to Jared East today for a few minutes of his time last night talking about his football future at Illinois Wesleyan. Thanks to Comic Brain and Brett Teakin for joining us this morning on Sports Saturday. Nokomis at Hillsboro Boys Basketball tonight, 7:30 FM 106, streaming at WQSMIRadio.com. Then Girls Regional Week starts on Monday. Tito, take us home.
That's going to do it for this edition of Sports Saturday. Hope you enjoyed the program. Don't forget you can check out the podcast, WSMIRadio.com. You're listening to WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Have a great sporting weekend.